Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View From Here. This morning's essay is an opinion piece. The thoughts expressed are mine, and mine alone. Whether you agree or not, I take full responsibility for the content. The folks at Trump headquarters sent me an email the other day publicizing the upcoming Make America Great Again rally that's coming to Des Moines. It will be huge, I was told. A quintessential event for anyone who is interested in saving America from the radical socialist agenda of the Biden administration and from the barbarians at our borders. So I thought to myself, hey, why not sign up for 37 tickets and then stiff them, refuse to pay? You know, like Trump does to every contractor, vendor, consultant that he owes money to. Rumor has it that he hasn't paid Rudy. Rudy, who was the front man for the big lie. Rudy, who made a fool of himself and wrecked what was left of his legacy in service to the Donald's ego. Even Rudy gets stiffed. Well, my ticket idea didn't work. I guess the former president's fundraising machine learned a lesson from that Tulsa rally in 2019, where a bunch of kids scammed them with thousands of phony ticket requests. The venue was less than half full, and Trump's outside the hall pep talk had to be canceled. For the Des Moines rally, ticket sales are limited to 2 per customer. So why would so many of my fellow Americans vote for him again? And they would. I used to kid myself that there weren't that many angry white people in the country to get him elected. But there are. Why? Because Donald Trump is the latest performer and by far the most successful in a long line of grifters who give Americans permission to be their worst selves. Their misogynist, racist, xenophobic worst selves. And then feel good about it. He's at the head of a list which includes Joe McCarthy, Bill O'Reilly, Alex Jones, and all of those folks. Just label common decency as political correctness. Just say the foulest things that come to mind and rest assured that you are in the company of folks who agree with you. Millions of them. How many different names has he called the myriad women that he hates? Bleeders, dog faces, nasty. Nations populated by black folks? Well, those would be the bleep hole countries of the world. Enemies abroad? Well, China. That's easy. And then came Canada. And then Denmark, and then Germany. Well, okay, all of Europe. He sold it as America first, but the real brand was Trump first, Trump last, and Trump the one and only. That's still what he's selling, a particular brand of snake oil that promises to make people who drink it strong, proud, and safe. A tonic that will restore the ridiculous idea of America uber alles. When questioned about energy independence for our country, he retorted, I don't want energy independence for America. I want energy dominance. As if we, in America, are in control of the fossil fuel reserves in the world. As if the United States could dictate global energy policy. A pipe dream, a smokescreen. It's nonsense. Now, we do have a chance to lead energy policy, green energy policy. But that door was almost closed by the man who knew nothing of the planet's limitations or its possibilities. Remember when he sat in front of the British Parliament, blustering in his boundless confidence that he was the expert in the room on sustainable energy? The laughter on both sides of the aisle was humiliating. The blowhard was called out while taking a chance that he would never take back in the States, which was appearing in a room that isn't stocked with sycophants. It won't be long before the election campaigns heat up for the 2022 midterms. Rest assured that the party of Trump, the Republican Party expired 7 years ago, rest assured that the party of Trump will nominate a boatload of blowhards, some of whom will make the big liar himself seem like a fibbing child. Brace yourself. The show is about to begin. And remember that there are more of us than there are of them. Remember to go out and vote.